MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
And North Shore Today for Monday, December 9, 2024, is brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Cause of fatal fire in Wakefield is under investigation. Blasting starts Thursday for the cell signaling project. Cloudy mid-40s, rain later, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 5:28 p.m. Firefighters in Wakefield are investigating the cause of a fire that broke out in a multifamily home on Water Street Sunday morning, which killed one person and left another hospitalized. According to WCVB-TV, the Wakefield Fire Department said they responded to the scene around 8:45 a.m. on Sunday after they received a report of an explosion on the third floor of the home, which contains six units. Two people were taken out of the home by firefighters following the explosion, a woman who was transported to Massachusetts General Hospital and a man who was transported to Melrose Wakefield Hospital. Both reportedly had serious injuries, and one has now died. Several other people who were inside the home managed to safely escape on their own. Stephen Higgins writing in the Gloucester Times, construction is expected to ramp up this week at the Cell Signaling Technology Worksite off Atwater Avenue in Manchester-by-the-Sea, now that the planning board has given the project a formal green light. The company plans to build a scientific research and development facility at the site of an old granite quarry. The work will include additional blasting at the location that's adjacent to Route 128. Cell Signaling has received a state permit to conduct trench blasting to accommodate utility lines, according to the Manchester-by-the-Sea Fire Department. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Paul Layton's writing in the Salem News on November 15, the leaders of the Beverly Teachers Association marched into City Hall to begin the process to recall Mayor Mike Cahill. It was a dramatic scene with TV cameras following the action and hundreds of teachers and supporters chanting, "Mayor Mikey's gotta go." 3 weeks later, as the dust settles from the end of the contentious teacher strike, it's uncertain if a recall election will ever take place. Supporters of a recall need to gather 6,000 signatures to trigger a recall election. BTA co-president Julia Brotherton said last week that she's not sure if the union will even attempt to do so. And Gail McCarthy is writing in the Gloucester Times, the Heart of Gloucester will become a wellspring of holiday events Saturday with the 26th Middle Street Walk and the lighting of the 40-foot lobster trap tree. The December 14 schedule includes more than two dozen activities, ranging from horse-drawn carriage rides, walking tours, holiday fairs, open houses, concerts, and celebrations of all kinds. And the programs are free. There's still time for anyone who wants to enter a gingerbread creation into the contest at City Hall. There are several categories for different age groups. Details are available at the event website, middlestreetwalk.org. All one word, middlestreetwalk.org. And Thursday is Men's Day and Night in Gloucester. Gail McCarthy has all the details in today's Gloucester Times. In sports, the Salem News announced today its fall 2024 cross-country All-Stars. This year's Salem News Runner of the Year is Mary O'Connell of Marblehead High School. The Northeastern Conference Volleyball Most Valuable Player this season is Masconomet's Kate Whetstone. She had a team-high 263 kills and a kill percentage of 63.4. The 31st annual Paul Duchesne High School Girls Basketball Jamboree will be held on Saturday at the Lynn High School Gymnasium, 235 O'Callaghan Way. The games begin Saturday afternoon at 2, featuring 12 North Shore teams. The schedule is posted on our North Shore Today post. In pro sports, the Celtics are off until Thursday when they host the Pistons. Bruins return to action tomorrow night at Winnipeg. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore. We'll be right back.